This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by special counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hempen, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Friday that the way Israel is conducting its military operation in the Gaza Strip is, quote, creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside the Palestinian enclave of 2.3 million people.
The real problem is that the way Israel is conducting this offensive is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside Gaza. An effective aid operation in Gaza requires security, staff who can work in safety, logistical capacity, and the resumption of commercial activity. These four elements do not exist.
He also urged, quote, Israeli authorities to lift restrictions on commercial activity immediately. Minutes before his presser, the United Nations Security Council approved a toned-down bid to boost humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and called for urgent steps, quote, to create the conditions for a sustainable cessation of hostilities after a week of vote delays and intense negotiations to avoid a veto by the United States. This is VOA News. On Friday, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., delivering a message of hope.
Every single year, there's more and more cures coming. Every single solitary year. So as my father would say, keep the faith. We're going to beat all this. I promise you. Yeah. I promise you.
Embracing the holiday spirit, the couple sat on a stage designed to resemble a cozy living room, complete with Christmas decorations and gifts. They captivated both young patients and their parents with a lively reading of the classic holiday tale, The Night Before Christmas. This event continues a presidential tradition established in 2021, reflecting the president and first lady's commitment to spreading joy and hope during the holiday season. Chinese regulators announced on Friday a wide range of rules aimed at curbing spending and rewards that encourage video games, dealing a blow to the world's biggest games market, which returned to growth this year. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Online games will now effectively have spending limits and face bans from giving rewards to players if they log in every day. Rewards also can't be given to anyone who spends on the game for the first time or if they spend several times on the game consecutively. Beijing has taken a tough line on video games over the years. It also suspended the approval of new video games for about 8 months, citing gaming addiction concerns. The crackdown formally ended in 2022 as new game approvals resumed. China's video game market returned to growth this year as domestic revenue rose 13% to $42.6 billion, according to industry data.
Francis McGuire from Reuters. A Russian official says the U.S. is hampering a prisoner exchange with unequal demands. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says talks with the U.S. on a potential prisoner exchange that would free Americans held in Russia are hampered by publicity and an alleged disparity in the American negotiating stance. The State Department said last week that Russia's rejected several proposals for freeing Paul Whelan, an American convicted of espionage, and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was detained in March. Ryabkov's view is, here as in many other areas, we observe the American traditional desire to get more for ourselves and give the minimum, as they say. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year. U.S. airlines are predicting a blockbuster holiday season and have projected confidence they can handle the crowds. Airlines have canceled just 1.2% of U.S. flights so far this year, the lowest in 5 years. But bad weather is always a threat. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.